We're not that far away. Welcome to everybody who's joining us from wherever you may be. I know that obviously we've got people in LA who are sweepstakes winners. We've also got your fan club, Mandy, from Brazil, who've thrown me a bunch of questions, and I'm going to get to those a little bit later on. And I know you guys are going to play some songs for us as well, which we're excited about. But I guess the first thing I should say is thank you for giving your time to the radio station. We're so grateful. It really means the world to us, and you helped us in our fundraising, so thank you so much.
Oh, please. We are huge fans and supporters and lovers of KCSN, always have been, and happy to help out and contribute in any way and give back to you for all of the incredible, you know, music and conversations you give to us as listeners. So our pleasure.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. We all appreciate it. So why don't we talk about music? I mean, why don't we just get straight into talking about Mandy, your record. Your record's actually been out a little while, just recently, obviously. It's called Silver Landings. Yeah. Tell us about the process of this collection of songs, because you'd been away from recording songs for a while.
Yeah, it had been about 11 years since I had put out a record, and, you know, I had lived a great deal of life in that little over a decade, and had sort of been, you know, ruminating on music and sort of writing some in fits and starts over that time, but nothing ever really gained any traction. And I think, you know, like anything else, as time went on and as time sort of, like, you know, built up between making music, I just started to, the self-doubt crept in and really started to question whether or not music was ever going to be a part of my life in a concrete way again. And it took, you know, Taylor coming into my life and the influence of watching someone, you know, as remarkable as he is, and not only just, sorry, babe, to talk about you like you're not here. Not only as remarkable as he is at his job and as gifted a songwriter and a performer as he is, but also just how passionate he is about the process and writing. And he was immediately so supportive of me and encouraging. And I think when I, you know, wanted to sort of dip my toe back into musical waters, like, I knew it had to be a collaborative process. Like, I wanted it to be something that we could endeavor to do together. And he, you know, very thoughtfully was thinking the same thing. So I felt very supported and safe when thinking about making this record, and also didn't put the pressure on myself. It was like, okay, let's sit down and let's write a song and see what comes of it. And then a song led to a couple of songs. And I was like, all right, well, it feels good. I remember how to do this. And I feel like I'm, you know, sort of exercising myself creatively in the way that, you know, I feel like is expressing myself. But it took like a little bit of time for me to realize and recognize, like, oh, this is a full record. This is a collection of songs. And I think between myself and, you know, our good buddy Mike Viola, who wrote the whole record with us and produced it, the goal was like, let's write music in order to go on the road. And that was the most exciting prospect to me, was like performing these songs live with the band. And unfortunately, you know, COVID-19 entered the equation 4 days before we were supposed to go out on the road.
Oh, wow.
So we'll hit the road again at some point when all of this is behind us.
So let me ask Taylor. I mean, I know you from your band Dawes, obviously, and we've spoken a couple of times through the years, and I know you've collaborated with a number of people. What was it like collaborating with, were you boyfriend and girlfriend at the time? Was it before you got married? You were already married.
No, we were married.
Yeah. Okay. What was it like collaborating with your wife?
I mean, it's amazing because it's you know, we're living the same life in a lot of ways. So when there's a victory for her, or when there's a moment when her essence is expressed, then my essence is expressed. So it's not just helping anybody on their song. It always feels good to help someone on a song. And if they see their way a little clearer because of something I contributed, that's great. But when it's my wife, it feels like me too. So that was really profound. But it's also funny how, you know, because of our, like, you know, sub current language that we have, where we can read each other at all times and we're always aware of what every little look or word could mean and where it's coming from, it's you got to be gentle, you know, like especially writing with Mike Viola, like if Mike were to be like, that's not the line, we're not there yet, that could be, we could all hear that. Whereas like, we're not even really sensitive people. We're actually we're good at like hearing what we're saying and why we're saying it. But in those moments, it's like, well, like we have to remember, like we're very aware of the way we communicate. So we just want to be extra gentle and extra safe with each other.
There's got to be a lot of trust there, right?
Yeah,
on both sides. And I would imagine, again, because it's your partner, it's very different from writing a song with somebody who maybe the record label has said, hey, do you want to go write a song with somebody?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think that would have worked for me, in particular for this record. I think there was so much sort of emotional baggage that I was bringing to the experience and bringing to the table and questioning my musicianship and all of that I don't think I would have been able to like drop the proverbial bags if it wasn't with the experience, wasn't with Taylor and Mike, like two people that obviously I know so well and have like the utmost respect for. I just can't imagine this record being what it is, or really ever having made this record without both of them sort of at the helm, leading the way and, you know, having my back unconditionally.
Right, right. Well, I got some more questions for you, but I figure, why don't you play us a song? Do you want to play us something from the record? Or
we'll play a couple of songs from the record. That's sort of what we were aiming to do.
Yeah.
But this was a song that was, I don't know, released as a single. I don't even know what that means anymore, but.
Yeah.
See the little for you.
Everybody's clapping. I can hear them. Thank you. Why don't I get into some of these questions that we have? I'll get this one first of all. I don't know if this is a general question or if it's to both of you or either of you. Do you have a favorite Grateful Dead song?
I'm gonna let Taylor answer this. He is more of a Dead aficionado than I am.
I think it's Help Is On The Way, Slipknot, because we were asked to back up Phil Lesh for his 80th birthday at the Capitol Theater. He did three shows, and one of the shows was going to be Dawes with Phil. And I've always loved that song, but I was scared to suggest it when he was asking for tunes, because I thought, like, I don't know if I could play it. The riffs are fast and are all over the place. And but then I just kind of decided I'm gonna suggest it and see what he says. And so we put it out there, and he was like, yeah, definitely doing that song. And it forced me to have to really sit down and learn it. I was playing it, Mandy can attest, I was playing it every day over and over again.
Oh. Yeah. It burned in my brain, Nick.
Yeah, and I just, because I couldn't do it. And so after like really forcing it into my fingers, I was like, what a song, I just have a deep relationship with it now.
Yeah, well. Good answer. And that was for Michael Dawn. I got Jessica and Victoria, who are part of your web fan club in Brazil.
Okay.
One of the questions is, how do you feel about the support you're receiving from your fans right now in this comeback, so to speak, at least?
I am eternally grateful, endlessly grateful that that anybody is interested in me continuing to make music. It's been so long, and this is my 21st year in the industry. It's just crazy to think about the different chapters if you're lucky enough to have some semblance of longevity in this business. I'm grateful that people care, that they're remotely invested, and you know, it gives me the opportunity to keep exploring and evolving and making music, and I'm very grateful.
She really does have the best fans, because it's like we did a residency here in LA at the Bootleg, where we got to play four shows over the course of a month, of the only shows we got to play for Silver Landings. And the set list was like 90% Silver Landings songs. And then at the end of the night we would do, you know, I Want to Be With You, or we would do Candy or whatever. And her fans were like totally in it for all of the material that they were completely unfamiliar with. And that's so rare for any artist.
Yeah.
So it was just a testament to how rad and open-minded her fans are for anything, you know, Mandy related.
Here's another question. In relationship to music and acting, I mean, obviously you've had a very successful acting career these last few years. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. On This Is Us, but now that you've got music back in your life as well, how is it managing both sides of your career at the same time? Understanding, of course, that right now nobody's been doing anything, but from the point of view of both sides of your brain, so to speak.
Sure, I feel lucky to be able to exercise both sides of the creative brain, because they do feel somewhat separate. My main day job with This Is Us keeps me busy from, you know, July to March, in most years. This year is going to be a little bit different for everybody. I took a good chunk of the last, I don't know, year and a half to sort of write Silver Landings and sort of record it. And it was like, I'd find out about my schedule to have a day off, and I'd hop on the phone with Mike or text everybody like, hey, can we get in the studio? Like, we have six songs ready to go. Let's see if we can cut everything in a day. Because I really wanted to, we all sort of collectively decided we wanted to make the record live on the floor with the band, and I'd never made a record that way before. So it was a little tricky with scheduling, but I feel lucky also that the show allows me to have music. There's a musical thread with my character, and that was also like a huge starting point for me again of realizing like, oh wait, I do know how to do this, and it does feel comfortable, and I miss this, even just, you know, singing moonshadow live in front of the crew like 10 times ignited something in me again that I felt like was really missing from my life.
Do you think you're going to do more singing in the show?
It's interesting. I mean, it's up to Dan, our creator and showrunner. You know, I hope so. I know that, you know, it's a big thing with my character in the past, and perhaps it's something that, you know, my character in the present day is dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. And I know that music can be a huge point of healing for patients that are dealing with some form of dementia. It's sort of a helpful glue to memories and parts of their life. So I have a feeling that music may be sort of a thread that gets weaved back in there. And not to go off on a tangent, but you know, I've really felt lucky because of the show and our relationship with Sid Kosla, who's the composer of the show. He met Taylor at some event over the last four seasons, and they really hit it off and started this budding friendship. They wrote a song last season that my character got to sing, which was so cool to have my husband asking me questions about my character. Like, if she were to write a song when she was 23, like, what would her frame of mind be? It was interesting to be able to give that sort of insight. But then they wrote a song this past season that was just nominated for an Emmy. So my husband is now I told him, like, in perpetuity now, you are going to be Emmy-nominated singer-songwriter Taylor Goldsmith.
No, I love it. I'm a good friend of Sid's as well. And,
oh, you are?
Yeah, from his Gold Spot days. Yeah. And, you know, seeing his career expand through this show has been marvelous, and getting to write songs with guys like, you know, Taylor as well, it's fantastic. I hope you win the win the Emmy for everyone.
Me too.
Yeah. So is there going to be any bonus stuff kicking around for this album? Will there be additional songs or demos or anything like that that might come out at some point?
There's a couple of like extra songs that didn't make the record, but I think with all of this time on our hands, and, you know, with an eye towards being able to go on the road and tour eventually, I think the plan is to just keep writing and maybe make another record sooner rather than later, to be able to bring out on the road so we can play music from Silver Landings, but also have some new music to play as well, because that's exciting. I worry that, you know, if we're not able to go on the road for another year or so, like, it might just feel stale personally to us. To just sort of be left playing this record. And it's a bummer that the timing obviously was what it was, but it's an incentive to keep making music and writing and, I don't know, trying to find a way to be productive with each other right now.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to play another song for us?
Sure, yeah. This is a song that we wrote in Nashville with our good friend Lori McKenna.
Who just put out a monster record.
She put out an incredible record, yeah. Son of my On the days you need to drift, I'll be your swimming pool. On the days you need some space, I'll be your miles and miles. On the nights you need a train, I'll be on the neon sign.
Beautiful. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's Mandy Moore with Taylor Goldsmith. I'm Nick Harcourt, and we've got this beautiful little session going on for some sweepstakes winners here on Zoom. Thanks again, guys, for playing for us. I know there's going to be one more song before we jump out of here, but a couple of more questions. I've got questions from your fan club in Brazil, and some other couple of questions are coming in. And I'm seeing a whole bunch of comments in the chat, and everybody's just totally loving your voice. No. And loving you as a couple, it's a beautiful thing. Nicely done. So here's a question. You know, I did an interview with Taylor a couple of weeks ago for the Here at Home series on KCSN at 88.5, which is actually going to run tomorrow for anybody who's watching this. But one of the things that I was talking to you about, Taylor, was what have you guys been doing in quarantine? And you were telling me that you've been doing a lot of working out. A lot of exercising. Anything else that you guys have been doing during quarantine? Anything that you value more because of the whole COVID situation? Anything you've learned about yourselves or each other?
Absolutely nothing. you know, we've been doing a fair share of baking.
Yep.
I feel like I've come, we were sort of well aware of this, I think, earlier in quarantine, and it sort of stuck with us that this is a real moment in time. And although it can be anxiety inducing and confusing and all of that, all of the myriad of emotions, for us as a couple, you know, still, I guess, sort of fairly newlyweds, I guess you could say, I'm just excited that we've had this kind of concrete time with one another. I know that for some people, I'm sure it can get really daunting. I think we've found that we're just like, we've obviously never spent this sort of concentrated amount of time with one another, but I think we're really good at it.
Yeah.
Like we're really good and way more patient than I would have expected, or at least on my part, because you're always patient. But we're good at like giving each other space. I mean, we don't live in a mansion by any means, but you know, we have a bedroom and Taylor has an office where he makes music and, you know, so we're able to sort of find places to kind of retreat and take a moment for ourselves, but
without needing to like announce it. It's not like, you know what, for the next 2 hours, yeah. I need space. Like we don't have to, we can read each other and we can, and we can act accordingly.
And for the most part, we've really just been home for the last over 5 months. We left New York in like mid-March. We were there doing press and we got home and we've been here ever since. And I think I've just sort of learned that we're really good at spending this kind of time together. And I've really enjoyed it because I've recognized like when the world does inevitably open back up again and we're sort of confronted with whatever the new normal is, or everyone's going to be off like a bullet and I'm, you know, he'll be going on the road and I'll be back at work and we're not going to be able to like, we're really going to miss having spent this time together. So we're trying to savor it and appreciate it for what it is. And I'd say that's like been the biggest takeaway so far of this stay at home.
Well, fortunate, obviously, that you like each other.
Yes, very fortunate. I know that's not the case for everybody.
there's plenty of people, I think, who all of a sudden are like, oh, wow, I didn't know who I lived with.
Sure. I am sure.
So talking about maybe being on the road and obviously the show coming back, before I let you go and play the last song, three questions. First of all, Taylor, obviously your album, the Doors album, is not that far away. It's coming out in October, I think. Yeah. Good luck with whatever. Perfect title. As you said to me when we last spoke, you came up with it before COVID, but it is apropos for the...
It feels right now.
And I know that you're going to be doing a concert on a rooftop, I think, next week, or when is that?
Next Friday, yeah.
Next Friday. So that'll be through the Doors website or Facebook page? Anybody?
Yeah, like all of it. The website, DawesTheBand.com. You can go to our Instagram. There's a bunch of links.
And then as far as touring is concerned, who's going to tour first? Dawes or Taylor and a band with Mandy?
Honestly, like if it's so hard to know for sure because everything's subject to change depending on how things go. But right now, if everything, you know, if things go well, I think we'd go out with Mandy first and then we would go do some Dawes touring after that. But, you know, we'll see.
But I also understand we were recording a holiday song the other day and we were with the band and I told them, I was like, look, guys, I understand, like, this is your livelihoods. Like if you need to go on the road and, you know, we have to find another band, it would be devastating and disappointing. But I also understand, like, if our show has to go on without Dawes because we need to tour sort of at the same time, that might be the case. But hopefully it all works out where we can do both.
Yeah.
And you've been making a living for the last few years, obviously, as an actress and with This Is Us.
Yeah.
Is that still your main gig? I'm guessing it is. And is it coming back?
It is my main gig. It is my day job. We have two more seasons to shoot. I keep hearing word that perhaps we might be going back soonish. But that's all subject to change too. You know, I think there's still some negotiating to do with like the unions in terms of what COVID protocol is going to be. But we have regular Zoom chats, as is what we do nowadays, as a cast, and we sort of all keep up with each other. And I know that everybody is. That's our alarm to give our cat her medicine. Epileptic cat her medicine. It's okay. She'll be fine.
She can
wait until we sing another song. But so hopefully I'll be going back to work soon and get back to things. I'm ready for to find some sort of balance of normalcy. Yeah. Like I don't even know what that is anymore.
Well, listen, continued success on the TV show, obviously. We look forward to either or both of you touring in the not too distant future. And we look forward to the new Dawes album as well. Thank you.
Incredible. It's incredible. It has some of my favorite songs that Taylor's ever written. And that's saying a lot because I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you again for taking the time to do this for us. And obviously the people who, you know, won the sweepstakes and then some fans coming in from around the world. Obviously, I couldn't get to everybody's questions, but hopefully we got enough of them answered to give the folks just a little taste of what's going on and what's coming up. Thank you personally for doing it. And I'll let you play us out. What's the last song you're going to finish
with? We're going to do the title track, Silver Landings, from the record. Yeah, we also wrote this in Nashville with our friend Natalie Hemby, who's incredible. And yeah, it just felt like it sort of summed up what this record is. And thank you. Thank you for always being. It's great to see you and always such an, you know, illuminating conversation.
Thank you, guys.
Oh.
again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to everybody for watching. And go give the cat his or her meds.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Thanks, Nick.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Taylor. Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.